Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The hip-hop string duo Black Violin is playing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall this Thursday night at 7:30. Kev Marcus Sylvester and William Will B. Baptiste met at a performing arts high school in Florida where they were both viola players. In Black Violin, Kev Marcus plays violin and Will B. plays viola. Both men are also music producers, raised on hip-hop. Their music incorporates classical string sounds, innovates on those sounds, and mixes them with hip-hop music. They've toured with Wu-Tang Clan, Alicia Keys, Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco, Tom Petty, and others. Kev Marcus joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us the synopsis of how you met Will and when you guys began playing together.
Will and I met the first day of high school in orchestra class. We were both violists at the time, so we both played viola, and we were stand partners. So we met with violas in our hand in an urban school in South Florida in the middle of the hood and Fort Lauderdale. And we just had this orchestra class that we had every day. It really worked.
And it was a performing arts high school?
Yeah. You know, it's a performing arts high school in Fort Lauderdale, and it had everything. It was, you know, dance, art, drama. Everyone did something creative.
How did you end up going there for your high school education?
My mom made me do it. Well, what happened was like, I got into some trouble when I was in middle school, in elementary school, actually. And she put me into a music program with hopes that I would, you know, get into some sort of, you know, magnet school so that I wouldn't go to school with the kids in my neighborhood, because she just felt like they were a bad influence and I was just headed down the wrong path. And she was right. So I ended up getting into a performing arts middle school. But the funny thing is, ironically, the performing arts high school is in my neighborhood. So I ended up coming back in the neighborhood either way. But by then, I'd already kind of found a violin and just kind of had a passion for it. And that was really good. And, you know, people recognized I was good at it. So it made me feel good about it. And I kept going. And Will was something similar. He basically got into it in middle school a couple of years before we met in high school. And, you know, it was just sort of fate. He was trying to play the saxophone. He ends up, you know, in the wrong class, and he ends up playing the viola. And, you know, it all seemed to work out in the end. But it was an interesting series of events that led us to meeting in high school with violas in our hand.
Do you remember the moment or moments where it switched, playing the string instrument switched from something your mom was making you do to something that you loved?
Yeah, I remember it, you know, quite vividly, actually. It's really, for me, you know, and I tell kids that, you know, we get to speak to so many kids, and I tell them all the time, you know, I mean, the violin is one of those things that you will quit if it's your teacher's or it's your mother's or, you know, it's someone else's violin. And the violin and music in general can be that the beginning where, you know, we've all heard parents say, hey, you got to go in the room and practice for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's great and it's necessary. But for me, the moment was when I was able to flip it and I played like a Busta Rhymes rap song on my violin. And like everyone around me went like, oh, my God, how did you learn? How did you do that? And I was like, interesting. I was like, I like that people would react to it. That was the first thing. And then the second moment was I remember the violin was always something I did. I wasn't like the run in a room and practice all day. I was more just kind of naturally good at music. Like everything I tried, I was just kind of, I could kind of figure it out. And, you know, so I was always that guy that was just really natural with it. And I remember going on an interview in high school for a job at Levitt's Furniture back in the day. I was trying to work in customer service, and I was a fresh 16, and I just applied to Northwestern School of Music in Evanston, Illinois, Evansville. And I just applied there, and I'm going in for the interview, and had an audition there. And I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, he's like, oh, so, you know, what are you doing? You know, I'm like, yeah, I had an audition at Northwestern. I'm just studying classical viola. And the person interviewing me said, really? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, wow, you know, the violin just seems so hard, a viola. I mean, how are you doing this? And I was like, I don't know. It's just something I've been into. And, you know, and right there on the spot, the person, you know, the lady hired me. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, it's interesting how the perception of me changes when someone hears that I play the violin. It's almost as if I said I was a rocket scientist, or, you know, I was a neurosurgeon. It was something that seems like very out of reach, was something that was very natural to me. And that made me really try to hone this and make it mine, not just because I can play the violin and express myself, but because the actual fact of me playing the violin changes the way people look at me. And it was a powerful thing for me, being, you know, the black guy around 6'2", you know, in Fort Lauderdale, driving a Honda Civic, just super stereotypical, listening to rap music. That's me. But when I tell you I play a violin and I have a full scholarship to college, people's perception of who I am and what is possible changes. And that was very powerful for me when I figured that out and I saw that. And you know, besides being able to play the violin and express myself in ways that a lot of people haven't been able to do, the second thing that I love about playing the violin is that every time I do it, people's perception change of what a violin is capable of, what music can possibly do, and what a black man is capable of, you know, just by the mere essence of me playing violin at such a high level.
Tell me about how you and Will create your original songs and work with people to make the backing tracks, and then how recording is different or similar to performing your music, the black violin music, live.
Great question. I think that, you know, Will and I, we make music from different ways. We're both music producers and composers. We also score a television show on Fox called Pitch. So we also do the backing tracks of a lot of the stuff that you hear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we make, we're in the hip hop world, you know, we're producers. So we make beats for people to rap on and sing on. So, so sometimes we'll make a beat, you know, and it'll just be just like a loop, a hip hop loop, you know, maybe 1-4-5, one chord or something like that. And as it'll loop, you know, sometimes then we'll be like, okay, let's throw a violin on it. And we approach it very much as Drake or Kanye West or a rapper or, you know, a pop star would, you know, just as far as the form is concerned. So, you know, so basically the idea is we're going to be Drake and Beyonce and Kanye West and Jay-Z on these songs, except we're not going to say anything. We're going to use the violins to do it. But the form will feel just as if you're listening to a Drake song, you know, just as many times as the hook will come in and the verses will come in. We think of them as choruses and solos, but it's the same thing. So what we try to do is we try to make the beat and then put violins on it. Or sometimes we'll have like a really cool idea, like we're like, all right, well, we'll take Bach's Brandenburg Number 3, and then we'll make our version of it and then put a hip hop beat behind it. So sometimes it's the chicken before the egg, sometimes the egg before the chicken, but, you know, most of the time it's pretty delicious either way. So that's how we come up with the music. As far as how we perform it, it's really similar. When we record music, we try to make it very performable. We don't want to have a piece of music that you listen to and it's something that when you come to the show, we can't replicate it. Mm-hmm. So we always make the music where it's, as much as possible, we try to make it where it's as maybe it's as sparse as possible, but it's still, so it's not a lot of layers. It's very simple, it's very digestible, and we try to make it that, so that when we record it that way, then it's easy to replicate and it's easy for us to be ourselves on stage. So, you know, it's going to be loud and it's, you know, it's raucous and it's, but it's also extremely classical and lush and beautiful at the same time, without losing either side, without losing the classical purist that listens to Tchaikovsky and Mahler every morning, you know, without losing, you know, the hip hop dude that loves that latest Kendrick Lamar album, mm-hmm. or loves that latest, you know, that latest Big Sean record. We want to be able to get both those worlds and just have you listen to the same music, but enjoy it and appreciate it in different ways. So we create our music and perform our music with that in mind.
Will sings sometimes. Do you sing or never?
I don't sing. I consider myself more of as an MC, mm-hmm. in the more traditional term. Like I'm more the host of the show. Will is the lead singer, and you know, he does all that singing stuff. My mom will always tell me, she's like, you know, Kev, you know, you can hold a note, but I'm not sure if anybody wants to hear your voice. So as mom says, you know, I can definitely hold a note, and I have a good ear, but you know, maybe not the voice, not the voice you want to hear. Will's voice, on the other hand, is amazing. He's super sultry and smooth and effortless with it.
I've been on this boat like a thousand times. Feel the rays on my face. Thought I was living, but now I'm winning. I was numb, but I chose to feel. It's like magic. Always hope to feel the fire, and my world was once divided. Now I'm feeling so alive. Yes, it's magic, and so are you.
If you have any, what kind of career goals do you have? You've accomplished a lot in a relatively short amount of time, performed with fantastic people, have created your own thing. It seems like you're being very true to yourself and a vision that you have, but what do you still hope to do?
Being true to myself, and Will and I both being true to what we've always set out to be, which is classical and hip-hop and just that fusion, and also setting out to, you know, to reach as many kids as possible as well. I mean, that's just sort of the core of who we are. And, you know, so we don't ever want to stray away from our core. So whatever we end up being, we want to make sure that we're true to ourselves and we're giving back as much as possible. So those are the two major things. And I guess the way that it goes, you know, whatever happens is what happens. I mean, ultimately, you know, I think we're at the place of our career where we're able to travel around the world and do this, and people seem to really like it, and it feels like we can do this for the rest of our lives. I think it's more about what kind of legacy would we like to leave, you know what I mean? How will the story of Black Violin be told? And I think that's more what we're thinking about in this part of our career. Also, you know, I feel like we spent so many years of our youth just trying to come at it from more the hip-hop side, where, you know, when I was, you know, fresh out of college, it was like, yeah, I'm a hip-hop, and we were opening for Ludacris and 50 Cent in Thailand one time, you know, we opened for Kanye West in Dubai and Akon in Africa, and it was always more, we are a great change of pace for a hip-hop show. Mm-hmm. That's where we started. Now, you know, now it's more like we're getting booked to play with the National Symphony Orchestra. Now we're getting booked to play with the Augusta Symphony Orchestra and do really cool collaborations with ballet dancers and things of that nature. So I think that the next portion of our career will be us coming from it more from a classical viewpoint, you know, and really not catering, but I would say more associating more heavily with the classical side of it. And, you know, I would love to play with orchestras around the world, but put subwoofers and have the entire audience on their feet the whole time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That would be really cool. I think that would be transcendent. And, you know, I think that, you know, they would write about us one, you know, years from now, you know, if that's the case. So I think that's a big portion of it. I also think that, you know, what we do behind the scenes. I mean, when we scored the show on Fox, Pitch, it was the first time we'd ever scored a television show, and it was so amazing. It was such a great vibe, and, you know, I felt like our music fit, and it was so much fun, and it was a different type of challenge mm-hmm. than just recording music for ourselves and performing music for ourselves and performing music around the world. This was writing for a character and writing for, you know, the vibe and the energy that we're trying to portray. So it was different, you know, and I think that's maybe a portion of our you know, next chapter is really about movie scoring, television scoring, and trying to challenge ourselves and stretch a little bit more and do things that we never dreamt of, you know, just to keep it fresh for ourselves.
Kev Marcus of Black Violin. The duo will perform at the Choice Savings Bank Music Hall this Thursday at 7:30. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.